Occupy didn't start on Wall Street. It started on our street. The Devil's Advocate.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, live on the road, Waukesha County Fair, Wisconsin's oldest county fair. We are in the Forum Building here on the grounds. The storms have blown through, nothing but wonderful weather. Here till quitting time, we guarantee it. And we guarantee fine guests. We guarantee if you come on down and register, we'll give you potentially a free radio. But the first one has been earned. Michael Ribble, I believe his name. He's wearing a Devil radio shirt. They drove in from Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Nice.
They're doing a Midwestern tour, and they took a turn towards Waukesha, and they met us at the fair. Rock on, Michael. Very nice to meet you, nice folks. And we're sending them home with a little nostalgic Shaw radio, man. We're in the radio business. And also, we're welcoming to the airwaves one of Waukesha's own. She is a lieutenant gubernatorial candidate. She is Sarah Rodriguez. We welcome her back to the airwaves. Sarah, how you doing, sister?
I'm doing great. Thank you guys for having me back.
Thank you. Good to see you.
Good.
Now, Sarah, I was unaware, but apparently there was a big debate. And
there was yesterday.
I've been busy, so tell me all about
it. Yesterday there was a debate for the primary for lieutenant governor that was on Spectrum. If you want to see it, it aired last night at 7 p.m., but if you Google it, you can find it on Spectrum and be able to watch it there.
And how do you think things went for Team Rodriguez?
I think it went really well. You know, this was my way to make the argument to voters that Governor Evers needs the strongest candidate on that ticket with him in November, because it is so critically important that we reelect him. And if he doesn't have that strong partner up by his side, making sure that we have a full statewide network to be able to garner that support, you know, we have to make sure that he gets reelected.
Now, Sarah, tell people about your political resume prior, please.
Sure. So right now, I represent District 13 within the Assembly. That's the western suburbs of Milwaukee. And I flipped that district this last election cycle from red to blue. So I know the really hard work that it takes to win in a purple district. And I know the hard work that we are going to have to do to make sure that Governor Evers wins this November. And I live in Waukesha County. So this Waukesha County Fair, this is my hometown. And so, you know, I really think that when I'm talking to voters out here, particularly in Waukesha County, you know, things are changing. The conversations are changing. We are really adding voters out in the suburbs here, and having somebody who understands how to talk to them, I think, is going to be important too.
Okay, give us some local knowledge. What is your favorite memory from the Waukesha County Fair?
So my favorite, it was always the rides. I swear I rode them until I threw up when I was little. I mean, it was always the rides. And so those are always my favorite memories, is being able to go on ride after ride after ride until, you know, your mother dragged you home.
Wristband nights, those
there
kind of things.
There you go. There you go.
We still like those because we're kind of cheap and we don't want to pay full price. Because these rides, they start adding up. Sarah Rodriguez, she is a lieutenant gubernatorial candidate. She joins us here at the table. We are immediately adjacent to the Democratic booth, and Waukesha County, exurban, I guess I'm going to call it Milwaukee, but there is a tremendous concentration of population out here.
There is.
Roughly, how many people live in Waukesha County, Sarah?
Oosh, I don't know the exact number there.
Well, here it's like 400,000
plus in the county. Yeah, that sounds about right. Many people I talk to in Waukesha County sometimes feel like they're the only Democrat out here. They are wrong. Come here. We have a booth. You can meet other Democrats. And, you know, we are growing our presence out here in Waukesha County. And I want to tell people that you are not alone. You want to get a sign. You want to support the Democratic Party. We've got a very, very active Democratic Party here in Waukesha County.
And a large Democratic Party here in Waukesha, right?
I mean, really huge. Yeah, we have one. It is the second largest in terms of the party itself. The numbers of people who have joined. Every meeting we have, it is almost 100 people that are there. So think about that. You know, having those kind of people that share your same viewpoints, being able to come together, volunteer, make sure Governor Evers gets reelected, and all of those down ballot races, we're going to need your help.
Yeah, showing up and is a big part of that, and having that many people show up, that just goes to show you how many people that are not able to do that or willing to do that, they're still out there.
Right.
You talk about, you know, speaking the language, talking to people.
Mm-hmm.
What are you hearing when you out, you know, stumping right now? What are the top concerns you're hearing from your constituents?
So, you know, it does depend on what part of the state that I'm in, but my constituents here within suburban Milwaukee, When I talk to women, this 1849 abortion law that we have on the books today, this antiquated law, this comes up in almost every single conversation that I have. That they woke up the next day with less rights than their mothers and their grandmothers did. You know, I have a 13-year-old daughter. My mother is 77, and she says to me after this happened, she's like, we have done this before. Yeah. Why are we having to do this again? And so that's the kind of frustration I'm hearing out here.
Electorally, Sarah Rodriguez, is it the number one issue? I mean, is this what's going to turn out Democratic voters? Is this how you win a primary? Is this front and center for you? Or what is the number one issue as you talk to people around the state?
Right. So there are many different types of issues that I think are going to come up within this primary and within the November election. And, you know, women's rights and abortion rights is not new to me. This is something that I've been doing for over 20 years. I'm a nurse myself. I know what happens when women don't have the choices that are available to them. And so, you know, I've been talking about this for a long time. The other areas that I'm hearing that people are talking about, it is the economy. You know, we are seeing some tightening of prices out there in terms of gas, although gas has been going down. I know my budget's getting a little bit better.
Sarah, I don't know if you've noted, but gas is more expensive here in Waukesha. It's 40 cents cheaper in Madison.
Oh, my goodness.
This morning than it is here at the Quick Trip.
Oh, wow. Wow. That's interesting. Yeah.
I should have gassed up before.
Should have gassed up before you came out. So, but we have the lowest unemployment rate in Wisconsin ever. Ever. The lowest unemployment rate. So I know that Wisconsinites are resilient and we're going to get over this. Governor Evers has pushed COVID money out to small businesses. He's pushed it out to the everyday consumers and people here in Wisconsin. And we need four more years of him to make sure we can continue on along this path of success.
Sarah Rodriguez, I hear you mention our friend Tony Evers' name quite a bit.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, if you were the lieutenant gubernatorial nominee,
yes,
a big part of that is helping to stump for Tony Evers, helping, it's a combined ticket, governor and lieutenant
governor.
I get stuck on the gubernatorial. Mostly I used to moniker the former, but you don't want to hear about that. So is that part of the role as you campaign for lieutenant governor? Are you trying to display that you are a good team player and would make an excellent teammate for Tony?
Absolutely. I mean, I want to be a microphone for the fantastic policies that he's put out there. I want to go across the state and talk about all of the wonderful successes that he has done. You know, but I also bring my own skill set to the table. You know, Governor Evers is an education expert. I have worked within healthcare for over 25 years. I bring healthcare expertise to the table. Those are two kitchen table issues that I think people really care about. And that's what's going to bring them out to the polls in August. And it's going to bring them out to the polls in November.
Sarah, how do we win in the suburbs? You talked about you were, I think you might have been the only Democrat that turned an assembly seat. And that's something of a major accomplishment in the day and age of gerrymandering and gerrymandering 2.0. But these exurban counties, call it the WOW counties, Waukesha, Washington, and Ozaukee County, if the Dems, how did the Dems need to perform here to A, retain the governor's mansion, and B, perhaps win a U.S. Senate seat, which is also an important race this fall?
So I wasn't the only one. There was one other one. Representative Deb Andraca also flipped her seat this last cycle.
Sorry, Deb.
Sorry, Deb. I want to make sure you give a little shout out there. She worked real hard.
She's not at the Waukesha County
Fair. She's not at the Waukesha County Fair, though.
At this moment, or maybe she is.
So here's the thing. You know, when I talk to folks within Waukesha County, you know, you might be surprised. You wouldn't be surprised. I have neighbors. I have family members. I have friends who vote Republican. I do. And so we have fantastic policy-based discussions that are solid and based on evidence and facts. And what I think is interesting is when I do talk to them, the Republican Party has left them. They have gone so far to the right. And they feel a little unmoored in terms of what party they have allegiance to. And what I tell them is that you have to look at what's important to you? What's underneath your tent? Those tent poles. What is important to you? And then look at the parties and see how many of those match. And I guarantee you the Democratic Party is going to match your values.
Well,
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. That is Sarah Rodriguez. She is a Democrat. She's running for the lieutenant governor of the state of Wisconsin. Sarah, so, you know, we're excited today. The J6 is having a primetime hearing tonight. We're going to hear about the action or inaction of the former president. How important is that particular topic? And even more broadly, you know, the holding someone responsible for what went on and the misinformation and how it's all impacted. That whole conversation and this whole environment that we are now living in, how are your constituents addressing that with you, and is it even on their radar?
So, you know, I think local issues in Wisconsin are more on folks' radar, but I do get feedback on the January 6th commission as well. And people do want to hold our leaders accountable. It is important. They elect us to this position. They elect us to enforce the laws. And that's what people want us to be doing moving forward, and to make sure that we get all of the information out in the open and it is transparent so we can have a broader discussion how that can never, ever happen again.
Will you be watching?
Oh, I'm always watching. I save it. If I can't watch it at the time, I make sure I save it so I can watch it later, because I want to know the facts. I want to know what happened, and I want to be educated on to make sure that we never have January 6th happening.
Well, it's certainly a front and center issue for Dom and I, but what common ground are you finding with, let's call it, reform MAGA people, reform people that voted for Trump? Maybe they want to swing, and whether or not they voted for Joe Biden, they're reconsidering their prior positions. So where are you finding common ground with those people?
So honestly, I'm finding common ground on many of the social issues that the Republican Party is so out of touch with. The vast majority of people in Wisconsin believe that a woman has a right to choose, that pregnant people can do what they want with their bodies. Vast majority. They believe that you can love who you love. They believe that we have marriage equality, and that is absolutely fine with them. The Republican Party has moved so far away and is so out of touch with regular people here in Wisconsin that that's how we're moving people over to becoming voting for Democrats and eventually becoming part of the Democratic Party. The water's warm. Come on in. You know, it's a nice place to be.
What's it going to take to make Waukesha blue county? Are we getting closer?
We're getting closer and closer. You know, every election we eat into the margin in terms of the Republican Party. They have really felt like Waukesha was reliably very, very red. And every election, we creep percentage up blue. And because they are so extreme and they are so out of touch.
Folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show live at the Waukesha County Fair. We've got a fine guest at the table. She is Sarah Rodriguez. She is a lieutenant gubernatorial candidate. And Sarah, I can tell you, when we first made notice that we were moving into the Waukesha community, I had a few good Dems push back on me and say, you know, you're not going to take all the credit when this county turns blue. They think this is a county on the precipice, yeah. And they don't want some carpetbaggers taking all the credit. Sarah, do you think a platform of let's hope it's truth-led news, how much do you think that could help? Because there's always been right-wing talk radio,
right,
and it's overwhelming in its influence in this area. Can we do our little part?
I think we can. I think we have to have an alternative for people and have it be fact-based and informational and things that people want to be talking about. And that's how we move people. That's how we talk to people at their level and be able to say, look, this is what's going on in the world. This is the fact. These are the facts. This is the truth. Let's talk about it.
You know, Sarah, I think a one-on-one game of basketball between you and Dom would be competitive.
Yeah.
Sarah Rodriguez, if people want to get involved in your campaign, how would they do so?
Fantastic. You can go to my website at sarafory.com. You can volunteer. And if you feel so inclined, you can donate to the campaign to make sure we can get across the finish line.
Now, Sarah, honest question. Is there a picture of Tony Evers on your webpage?
Yes.
You know how to butter up the guy you hope to be the boss. Sarah Rodriguez, good luck with your campaign. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We'll catch up with a few more candidates here at the Waukesha County Fair. Perhaps take your phone calls at 844-967-2789, and you are certainly welcome to join us. We're giving away radios, old-style, nostalgic radios. They function They'll play out the Beast of the East, the 540 AM signal originating from WAUK. And, of course, 101 FM the Shaw. Come back. More Devil's Advocates live at the Waukesha County Fair.